It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Koivu call on Off the Ball.
It just takes away a little bit from the women's game. Like, we want to be treated like the men's game. We are growing at a reasonable enough pace that, yes, you can expand the league, but do two up, one down.
Subscribe to the Koivu pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Andrew Porter defends himself against French claims of intentionally injuring Antoine Dupont. Romain Entemac continues to stoke the embers following last week's win for France at the Aviva Stadium. And the contract news keeps coming from Leinster. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Romain Entemac has poured a fresh drop of petrol on the fires of last week's win for France over Ireland at the Aviva. He's claimed French players might have been sent off for the injury sustained by Antoine Dupont and Pierre-Louis Bourassi at the Aviva last week. Dupont is facing months on the sidelines, having ruptured his ACL after Ty Byrne came down on the scrum half's right leg at a ruck, while Bourassi misses this week's likely title-deciding encounter with Scotland with a concussion that came from a high challenge from Calvin Nash. Speaking ahead of the Scotland game today, Entemac says there's a lot of anger and frustration in the French camp over both of those incidents. But Andrew Porter, who is one of the Ireland players referred to the signing commissioner by the French staff, is defending himself against accusations of intentionally trying to injure Dupont.
Not really. Like, he can say what he wants. I can see how far it gets him. But I wasn't really disappointed. Like, I knew what I did. I didn't go out trying to injure anyone, or that's not the type of player I am. But if he wants to think that, that's up to him. Like, I even sent Antoine a message on Instagram just to see how he was after the game. And obviously you never want to see someone going off the pitch like that. But to have the head coach kind of calling for your head is a bit much from him now, to be fair. But look, I suppose he's such a pivotal player for them that they nearly just don't want him to be touched at all. So, look, he's entitled to his opinion, but I know I haven't done anything wrong there, so I'll sleep well at night. Well, it was a rugby incident. Yeah. Like, it was, like, you can barely remember exactly what it was. I think it was in a ruck or something, and his leg got trapped in between a ruck when he was trying to counter it, and obviously just got trapped and went over it wrong. But that's rugby. Like, that's what happens. Like, I don't think anyone was calling for, like, Dan Levy's or anyone to decide when Dan Levy did his knee a few years ago, and which resulted in him having to finish his career early. So I don't think there's anyone, like, it happens so much in this sport, and that's just the nature of it. Like, injuries happen, and that was a rugby injury. There's no malicious intent surrounding it at all. So I think it's just obviously unfortunate and unlucky, but it's just what happens.
Entemac also railed against what he described as the injustice that saw Gary Ringrose allowed to count a Leinster game towards his recent suspension, while the Toulouse at half could not include a top 14 outing. The IRFU had successfully argued the case that Ringrose was likely to be involved for his province in this month's recent win over Cardiff in the URC. Entemac described the discrepancy as quite incomprehensible, adding, "I think we will also have to start banging our fists on the table, because during these committees it cannot always be to our disadvantage and cost us dearly." But it's Italy next for Ireland, who retain very remote chances of winning the championship, even if they're dependent on unlikely wins for Scotland and Wales. Ireland also need a big score against the Azzurri, but attack coach Andrew Goodman says that's not in their thinking.
Yeah, again, it's this performance focus. I think if we're really dialing down on the things we could have been better on both sides of the ball, that would take care of itself. And when you look at France's points difference and it's going to have to be a very big score to come close to that. So we're hoping, yeah, as I said before, that we can get some good results to give us a bit of a hand.
Changes are expected when Simon Easterby names his team tomorrow, with Jack Crowley among the squad members pushing for a first start in this year's competition. On last night's Off the Ball, Brian O'Driscoll said the Leicester target is worthy of a starting place based purely of his playing abilities rather than charity.
Did very well against England, has had cameo roles since then. And so what are we trying to do with Prendergast, who had his most difficult afternoon, no doubt, for Ireland on Saturday? You know, some kicking went a bit awry, defensively probably exposed, you know, even though his numbers will say that he's been exposed a bit previously. Okay, I'm never one to scrutinise goal kicking, but you need to kick that first penalty. It's in front, hits the post with it, drops a, you know, turned over on a couple of passes. So, you know, if you look at his game, needs a serious amount of tightening up on what should be the standard 7 out of 10 that you need from your ten to be able to kind of really dictate play and just do the basics extremely well. So I think on the basis of we've given him a great go, he'll be back for more and might still, and I would imagine still is the guy in the long term, still think you have to probably be seen to reward someone with a start that has done a really good job and has been patiently waiting in the wings. And to see what he can do. And it's, I think it's a free shot because I don't see France losing to Scotland. I, you know, don't see England losing to Wales. So, you know, in all likelihood, there's a strong chance we'll finish third, may finish second. But so we need to give game time to guys that have been there and are in the mix. And I think there's a chance for a bit of change. I think you've got to change after a loss like this. You don't just, particularly in the last game when bodies are a little bit tired, this is the perfect opportunity to change up because the pressure is off. They need to go to Italy and deliver a performance. And I think Jack probably warrants, not because of Sam's below par performance, but I think Jack has earned the right to start, to give him a chance to go, listen, I shouldn't be the forgotten man. I'm still to be reckoned with. And also to keep, you know, squad happiness to a degree and feel as though guys are getting a proper crack at it when they've been good, when they've been called upon.
You can hear that full chat with Brian O'Driscoll and tonight's Wednesday Night Rugby with Matt Williams by ensuring you are an Off the Ball member now.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and always will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more high-five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high-five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your high-five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Marcus Smith has been restored to the England starting 15 for their Six Nations finale with Wales in Cardiff. The Harlequins back replaces Ollie Slaton in one of four personnel changes from last week's 47 points to 24 win over Italy. Elliot Daly switches to the left wing in Slaton's absence, with no room in the matchday 23 for the Northampton winger. The injured Ollie Lawrence is replaced in the centre by Tommy Freeman, with Sale's Tom Roebuck winning a fourth cap but making a first start for England on the right wing. Last week's centurion Jamie George drops to the bench as Luke Cowan-Dickey returns at hooker, while Ben Curry returns to a rejigged back row, with Tom Willis having to settle for a place on the bench. Meanwhile, there'll be a debut off the bench for Northampton's 20-year-old back rower Henry Pollock. Speaking to Sky Sports, England lock Ollie Chesham says for them it's a case of win their game and see what happens elsewhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are talking around, you know, the shot at the title. We've got a job to do in Cardiff first. We've got a Welsh team who will be chomping at the bit to beat us. You know what the magnitude of this fixture is. You know, it's England v Wales in Cardiff. You know, roof closed. It's going to be tasty. And so we've got a job to do first, which is win, and then try and win well.
We always know that Wales get up for this game in particular. How do you, being England and knowing that that's the case, how do you make sure you're also taking it to that next level?
Yeah, I think a lot of people speak around Wales getting up for this game, and you know, we don't get mentioned. This is England v Wales, and you know, we're one part of that, and you know, it's as big a game for us as it is for them, and even more so going away, you know, in front of their fans. We know what the principality can be like. So
what's that atmosphere like when the roof's closed?
I don't know if I've played with the roof closed, but you know, you see it as a kid growing up. I've played there a couple of years ago. It's as hostile as it gets. You know, as a player, I look forward to this game. You know, it's like I say, hostile as it gets, but it really gets you going as a player.
So that England's team to start against Wales at the Principality on Saturday will have Marcus Smith at fullback. The wings then, Tom Roebuck and Elliot Daly in the centre this week. Tommy Freeman partners Fraser Dingwall. Finn Smith continues at out half and Alex Mitchell at scrum half. They have a front row of Ellis Genge, Luke Cowan-Dickey and Will Stewart. Captain Maro Itoje and Ollie Chesham packed down in the second row. A blindside flanker, it's Tom Curry. At open side, it's his brother Ben. And at number 8 for England this week is Ben Earl. Their replacements are Jamie George, Finn Baxter, Joe Hayes, Chandler Cunningham-South, Henry Pollock, Tom Willis, Jack Van Portvliet and George Ford as they go 6-2. As flagged here on Rugby Daily on Monday, Rabah Slimani has decided to extend his stay at Leinster. The tight head's been hugely successful in a blue jersey following his summer arrival from Clermont. Such has been the nature of his performances that Slimani was brought back into the France squad after a 5-year absence at the start of the Six Nations. He'd attracted interest back home from Racing, but Slimani has decided to stay another year with Leinster, by which time he will be approaching his 37th birthday. Slimani isn't the only player committing to Leinster today. Jordan Larmour has also signed a contract extension, guaranteeing he'll add to his 113 appearances for the province. Meanwhile, 21-year-old Fintan Gunn has signed senior terms with Leinster, stepping up from their academy. The scrum half made his debut in November of 2023 as a replacement for Jemison Gibson Park in a URC win over the Scarlets. This season, Gunn has made 7 appearances for Leinster, all off the bench. In further Leinster news, Harry Burns' loan at Bristol Bears has been extended until the end of the season. The out-half has started in 5 out of 6 appearances for Pat Lamb's side since joining as injury cover for AJ McGinty in January, kicking 36 points in the process. Finally, Ronan O'Gara's refreshing of his La Rochelle squad is continuing, with 2-time Champions Cup winner Brice Doolan the latest to head for the exit. According to Midi Olympique, the 34-year-old fullback is to join the Pro D2's bottom side Nice in the summer. Teddy Thomas, Tawera Kerbarlo and prop Georges-Henri Colombe are already leaving La Rochelle at the end of the season, while Teddy Irabaran, Hugo Royce and the retiring Raymond Rule all left mid-season. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, including that team news for the trip to Italy tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com. High Five Casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.